Hey CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 4. Several months ago, an acquaintance of mine who was interested in an executive position at a major corporation asked me if I could help him get an interview. Knowing that this person was highly qualified, and since I was a good friend of the person responsible for hiring at this corporation, I made the call and was able to arrange an interview. About a week later, I asked my friend at the company how the interview went. He told me that they gave the position to a less qualified applicant. I asked him why. He told me that they declined to make an offer because of the way my friend dressed for the interview. "Your friend," he said, "showed up in shorts and a t-shirt. While it is true that he is highly qualified, he's just looking for a job. I'm looking to hire a person, even if less qualified, who is looking to achieve success." Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." The truth is that the way we dress matters. It is a window into our soul, and it reflects our different moods and personality. The Apostle Paul actually commands us as followers of Jesus to dress appropriately. The funny thing is that he was not talking about our exterior garments. He was talking about who we are on the inside. You see, some followers of Jesus wear the suit and tie, but when you get to know them, they leave a lot to be desired. Others want to dress hip and look contemporary. They may score highly on the coolness scale, but again, once you meet them, they leave a lot to be desired. One of the garments that Christians should always wear is humility. A person dressed with humility is the one who values others and considers the needs and interests of others, even above their own. A person dressed with humility wakes up every morning and asks themselves, "How can I help or bless the people I will encounter today?" This is more powerful than any suit and tie, and more powerful than any pair of skinny jeans. That is because God opposes the proud, those who only think about themselves, but he shows favor to the humble, to those who consider and value the needs of others. Let's think about it. What is happening on the inside will reflect on the outside in the way you act and even in the way you dress. So if you want to attain God's grace and live a successful life this year, clothe yourself with humility. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for another day. Thank you for your word and your wisdom. Heavenly Father, I want to be more like Jesus. Put in me the burden for others. Teach me to value what you value. I pray that you would help me to diminish and to allow Jesus to grow bigger in me. I don't want you to oppose me. I don't want to look the part on the outside but fail miserably on the inside. I want to be the person you called me to be on the inside so that your glory and your light would be visible on the outside. I confess that humility is not easy, but with your help, your word, and your guidance, I know that I can clothe myself with the garment of humility and become a useful tool in your kingdom. Today, I ask you to show me how I can bless others and how I can be a ray of hope in their lives. Today, I ask you to remove those ego-driven things in my heart and replace them with the things that you care about. Thank you, Lord, for this immense opportunity to serve you and to serve others. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.